Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
The big story today, Rob Parker, is about the NFL. And the owner's proposal has been set forth. And the playoffs are set. It looks like there are sources saying that this is agreed upon. Now they're going from six teams in each conference making the playoffs to seven. So 14 of the 32 total. The biggest thing to me in the new playoff proposal is that only the number one seed will get a bye. I think that's huge. And I think it's giving too much of an advantage to the top seed. Because the fact of the matter is, in the last seven Super Bowls, the teams with byes, that means the number one or two seed, has played in the game. Both teams have had a bye in the last seven Super Bowls. Both. So that shows you how big of an advantage the bye is. And so now only the first place team is getting that. I think it's huge. We've said it before too. The New England Patriots, for all their greatness, have never won a Super Bowl. Not one of their six Super Bowls came in a year where they didn't have the bye. So that's what's bothersome to me. But there's something that's even more bothersome. And the owners, in addition to this playoff change, they want 17 regular season games instead of 16, which it is right now. And I believe this, you know, throwing it out that you're going to add an extra team in each conference to the playoffs, meaning that another team has an opportunity to make more money because you get playoff money. And they're selling the players on, hey, a 17th game, you get more money. Now, you're capped for that 17th game at $250,000. But still, they're telling the players you get more money. Because some players, if they're not making a ton, that's a lot of extra money. Here's what I say about the 17th game, Rob Parker. Hogwash! Don't tell me you care about the safety of the players when you're pushing for a 17th game. And that's nothing new. You and I have said that before. Here is something new. Fans seem to love this. Fans seem to love the 17th game. Love the extra playoff game. And I say to the fans, you must not care about player safety either, because football is a treacherous sport. Brian Westbrook, I said he was on the show with us today. He was like, I know how I feel in those last few weeks of the season. The last thing I need is another game. And here's the thing you fans need to think about. The quality of play diminishing, because your body taking even more pounding, even more punishment. You're even more sore. That's not to mention star players that might get injured not playing in the playoffs. So you could potentially play two more games, the 17th game and then an extra playoff game. And at some point, it's going to take a toll on your body. And maybe, just maybe, later in the season, in the playoffs, you don't have these players playing at their maximum ability because they're just worn down.
Hard to argue. I mean, hard to argue with that. We've been talking about this, and we've been over this time and time again. And I just, the obsession with putting out more games. The NFL is perfect the way it is. 16, Chris, I remember when it was 12 games.
Yep.
And
think
now
about
it was 12
five
games.
Five more. That's basically another season or another half season.
I mean, it used to be that. And 12 games was all right. I was cool with it. Do you know what I mean? And now it's just, why? What did somebody say something's wrong with the game? And
you
and
know what it is.
It's just money.
It's greed.
It's a money grab. Why? Who's
billionaires want more money?
Who's clamoring for more games?
Well, I think the fans want more.
Well, it's funny because you want to go check the XFL rating for week two, Chris?
Well, that's the XFL.
No, I'm just saying. Every year it's always
you don't think the fans want more?
I don't remember people asking for more games. Maybe I'm out of the loop, Chris. No one's ever said to me, "Oh, wouldn't it be great if there was a 17th?" Nobody said that.
But by the fans' response to this proposal, they seem to want more games. And look, we love football in this country. I love football in this country. But I played for, and let me clarify. I'm not saying I played at some super high level. Didn't play in college, played in high school. But I know how I felt later in the season as the season went on. I'm not built like these guys, but still they're getting hit harder. You know, they're playing longer. They're playing more too. So I think anybody wanting more games, let's just stop all the safety talk. Because you really don't care. Because if you really understood the dangers of this game and really cared about the player's safety, you wouldn't be wanting them to play more games just because we want to watch it or just because a billionaire wants more money. That's all it is. It's billionaires wanting more money. And the players, Rob, here's the thing. They got to be smart about this. It looks like they may just accept this because, we get a little more money for the 17th game.
And not even equal money.
And then we get
money.
A playoff chance. You know, another chance to make money in the playoffs. No, that's not enough. You better demand health care benefits after retirement. Because we did it. We looked at it before, Rob. You said it before. Tell me about the baseball benefits.
All you got to do is play one game in the major league and you're qualified for health benefits. That's it. One game, Chris, you make it to the majors. I'm not saying you get full blown like if you play your 10 years, but you get health benefits. In the NBA, 3 years. What do we say?
We play three years,
right, Isabel? 3 years and you get full medical coverage up until 65 when you get then... Medicaid, which is great for the players.
Right.
But who needs it than anybody?
Right. Neither of those sports is as demanding physically and strenuous and dangerous as football.
Right.
So they deserve it more than anybody else. And if they go ahead and take a 17th game and don't demand health benefits, they get 5 years right now. So you retire, you got to wait 5 years before your benefits, you become eligible
for it. And then you only get it for 5 years.
And then it only lasts for 5 years.
And what's the average years in the NFL are what, 3.5 years, right?
Yep.
So imagine that. You get out of school, 22, you're 26 years old, you got to wait 5 years, you're 31, right? And then
you only get it till you're 36.
Who needs health care? You need health care after that.
A little bit.
Crazy.
And we know, I hate to even bring up CTE like this, but are we talking about CTE in baseball and basketball?
Nope.
Football. So players, don't be stupid. Don't get used. If they want 17 games, make sure you get taken care of.
That's all. They really want this, the owners, so make them work for it. Make them give up something. And even the thing that's crazy, Chris, even the extra money, why is it capped? Why shouldn't you get the full amount you make for
the other
16 games? You should make that for one more game. Why is that capped? Yep. Why did they come up with a cap of 250? Are they capping the networks when they pay for the game? No.
Thank you.
They're going to get full money.
I agree with you, man. It's just ridiculous.
And this is about we, Chris? Are we going about that? The NFL, that you know how they dangle for the players? We'll relax the weed restriction. Don't you guys want to get high and not get suspended?
Really?
Is that what we are?
That's darn near racist.
Is that what we are?
Considering 70% of the players are black.
Weed.
We're going to give you weed.
We'll give you weed. And you guys, even though it's all over these states are legal, so many states and whatnot, Chris, and they're going to try to dangle that. That's your enticement?
Is that going to be your health care when you retire, getting high all the time to ease your pain? Come on.
All right, I'm going to quote one of our friends. stay off the weed. I mean, seriously, is that that's going to move you, Chris?
I don't smoke weed. I tried it once or twice in college.
I'm pleading the fifth.
My point is, I'm saying, I get, you know, that they got the medicinal marijuana and all that now. Maybe that works. I don't know. Players, a lot of people swear by it. So that's fine. So, you know, that's all right. But I'm just saying, whatever the case, that's not enough. That's not real health care. All right? You got to get health care. I mean, I want them to get some type of guaranteed contracts. There's no rule against that.
No, we saw.
So fight for that.
Kirk Cousins got it.
Quarterbacks getting them.
Kirk Cousins got 3 years guaranteed.
Yep. And players are getting, quarterbacks are getting more. The other players' positions aren't really there yet, but I think they need to start fighting for more guaranteed money, but that's not a CBA issue, apparently. But a CBA issue is the health benefit. So Rob and I are saying, look, players, we don't like the idea of 17 games, period. Especially when health.
But if you're going to do it, you better get something out of it and protect yourselves. The owners are dead set on this, so make them give up something. Stop with the weed stuff. Come on, man. That shouldn't be the reason that you sign off on this.
No way.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, let's stick with the NBA. Interesting article, or really a survey in ESPN.com today, where they basically polled their panel of experts, reporters, scouts, analysts, the whole nine yards. And they asked them a number of questions. For our purposes, the one we want to focus on is they asked, which player would you most want on your team in an NBA Finals series? LeBron got 46% of the vote. Kawhi got 23% of the vote. And Giannis got 20% of the vote. Rob Parker, I got no issues with that. I think LeBron James, for all that he does, controlling the tempo of the game, initiating the offense, running the offense, getting everyone involved. Oh, and by the way, going to give you 27 points, going to give you 8 to 10 rebounds, and obviously 10 or 11 assists. Not the defender he used to be, but has become a really good quarterback or linebacker, if you will, defensively, kind of, you know, playing in that middle, roaming the floor, making sure everybody else is where they need to be. And then he's, you know, at times can buckle down when he needs to. I don't have the Lakers as the favorite. I got the Clippers. But if I had to choose one player with his experience and all the skills he has and the intangibles, I would go with LeBron. So I got no problem with this ESPN survey.
I have a problem with it because it's always the same thing. People romanticize about people, and I get it for all the finals he went to and all the other stuff, and I get that part of it. But the results aren't that great. And you can put up all the numbers you want. He does lose in the finals, and maybe the players who wind up getting the ball in clutch moments are the ones who vote and want LeBron on their team because they know they'll get the ball in a big spot because LeBron will give it up to him. Maybe those are the people who
good opportunity
for it.
To shine.
Yes, yeah.
But all I got to do is do my job.
But I just, I don't look at LeBron like that. I mean, I don't remember. If you want to say the block, if that's his moment, Chris, then I'll give you that. But when I think
that
of
that series,
I think of a lot of meltdowns. I think of a lot of bad plays in the playoffs. I can remember the Ray Allen game where LeBron at the end kind of came undone. They wind up winning the game, and I'm not saying that he was a zero, but
came undone.
Yeah,
he made a few turnovers, but he also brought him back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but the turnovers at that end of the game
without aggressive player, you're gonna make turnovers. Okay. Magic is one of the all time leaders
but
in turnovers.
They were pretty bad, and I think they would have been magnified had not Ray Allen not made that three, but he did. My point is, I don't have that many memories, and maybe you have a lot more than I do when I think of LeBron James and playoff LeBron James. I don't have that many memories where I said, my goodness, I can't believe LeBron did that. Other than the block, I just don't have it. And I'm not talking about compiling numbers. I'm talking about that big play or moment where you go, like when Kevin Durant made that shot in LeBron's
face. Can we stop
it? That's the one. I remember
that.
What
were they up? 3-0? 3-1? And who do you have on the floor with him? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson? I mean, really?
Yeah, but you still got to make the shot. It doesn't matter who's in. It just was symbolic.
The series wasn't on the line. They were going to win that series regardless.
I'm just saying, me and you have a different view of it. That's all.
Well, we do, because you are trying to narrow down a 48-minute game to the last 7 seconds. As if because a guy hasn't hit, and this goes for Steph Curry too, as far as your opinion. As if a guy hasn't hit a huge shot in the last 10 seconds, he's done nothing.
I didn't say that.
I mean, that's what you're talking about. All you're talking about is that one big moment. There's plenty of big moments. There might not be as many in the last 5 seconds, but there's plenty of big moments. I mean, we don't boil every down to the last 5 seconds of a game. That's ridiculous.
That's what you do.
I'm saying that's what you don't do,
but everybody's different. I don't remember the three hits. I don't remember the three hits that Bill Buckner got. I remember the ball that went through his legs. I hate to break it to you, but that's what I remember. When you ask me about Bill Buckner's...
You're comparing Bill Buckner to LeBron James?
No, I'm just saying...
Buckner didn't do anything else to outshine that. LeBron's done plenty of other stuff to outshine.
I'm just saying,
miscues.
I don't know what it is. You'd have to help educate me.
How about coming back from a 3-1 deficit?
Yeah, I saw Kyrie. Kyrie hit the three to win that.
That means LeBron didn't have a good game?
No.
Kyrie hit the big shot?
I'm just saying, when I remember
those. I mean, seriously,
though,
let's be consistent.
I am
so
consistent.
So let's give John Paxson all the credit for that championship that he ended with
Michael
the
Jordan
let's
won
give,
six and
Steve
won
Kerr
all six.
The credit.
Did they give Carter MVP? Michael Jordan won all six MVPs.
But don't tell me about that. Kerr hit the big shot.
I'm asking you when you talk about LeBron's career.
It should have been
Kerr. Okay.
No, I mean, that's what you're saying. Every time
that's
I bring
not
up
what I
LeBron
said.
With the great game.
That's not what I said.
That is what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
All you bring up is the big shot.
I'm telling you that when I think of playoff LeBron, I don't know what other big play other than the block.
Other than the block?
He's been in there nine times.
Why is it gotta be other than the block?
I'm just saying other than the block.
How about the other three
Jennifer
finals
off
that
the block.
He won? He's been LeBron. Look. I'm not going to defend the 3-6 record in the finals, but this is just a fact. In the 9 final series that LeBron James has been in, he was favored. His team was favored only twice. Twice! 2011 against Dallas, which they blew, and because of him, they lost. And 2013 against the Spurs, which they won. Every other finals they entered, they were supposed to lose.
Chris, you ever hear of an upset in sports? Were the Giants the favorite or were the Patriots the favorite? Have you ever heard of that? It's called upsets.
I don't care what they said in Vegas.
There are upsets in sports all the time. The great players elevate and take their team to the next level and win a title that they have no business winning. I don't care what Vegas said.
I'm glad
that's
you
an
said
excuse.
That.
Oh,
I'm
LeBron
bro,
wasn't
not.
Even the favorite.
It's
LeBron
it's
was
the truth.
Only twice. That's some people in Vegas trying to get people to bet money.
Well,
they don't matter.
Why are you even giving the upset credit if it don't matter?
I'm just telling you that that's what happened.
Huh? I got your tongue-tied.
No, you don't have me tongue-tied.
You just contradicted
yourself,
Rob Parker.
I'm talking about you giving me a Vegas line. I'm telling you that the Patriots were better than the Giants that year, and the Giants won the Super Bowl. I don't need Vegas to tell me that. They were 18-0.
Okay. I'm glad you brought up the upset that you just belittled, but you really believe in it. The two of the three championships LeBron James won were upsets. So he has pulled off upsets. And again, I'm not defending all of the losses, but I'm just bringing the context. You want to bring it all, boil it all down, a 48-minute game to 5 seconds. You want to boil it all down to, did you win or did you lose? There's context, Rob Parker. It's nuanced, Rob Parker. It's not all black and white.
In my world, it's black and white.
The upset,
it's my, my world.
He has won two upsets in the finals.
Did he win it or Kyrie won it? Or was it the dream team in Miami? Was it the team he had to put together?
He had to put three guys together. Amazing that you don't rip Kevin Durant for going to an even better team.
I've ripped Kevin Durant. What are you listening to? I've been ripping Kevin Durant for doing that.
I've always said that. Kevin Durant hit the big shot over LeBron James.
In LeBron's mug. Did you see that?
73-win teammates on the
mug.
Floor.
In his mug. Get out of here.
It was a great shot.
LeBron is 1-8 against Kevin Durant. And LeBron put up all of those phony numbers.
When Durant was in Oklahoma City,
Steph Padford of the NBA.
Owned him. And you want to talk about game seven. Great shot by Kyrie. Arguably the greatest shot in NBA Finals history. 26 points for Kyrie in that game. One assist. LeBron James, 27 points, 11 assists, 11 rebounds, 3 block shots, 2 steals. 8 for 10 from the foul line. So just that's the context. That's 48 minutes of basketball. You want to focus on the last 5 seconds. I'm not taking anything away from Kyrie. It was awesome. Kyrie is a closer extraordinaire. But that doesn't mean LeBron James didn't do anything. Can we keep it real up in this piece?
I always keep it real.
Why do you keep doing that?
Because
he knows. He's listening.
He's listening and judging. Really?
He's listening and judging.
Really, Alex?
Fired.
Really?
He has to call for it every time he says something.
Most of the time, I didn't call for it. I turn my mic off and I'm not listening. Most of the time, so that's why I don't respond back.
It's obvious because you just come up with these crazy points. You're not learning, Rob. You're supposed to learn from me. We're the odd couple. I'm the teacher. You're the student. Learn.
Is that right?
Listen and learn.
Is that what they say at USC? I think I'm the professor and you're the student.
I'm not in school no more. I'm done with that.
You need to be. You need a master's degree in journalism. And then you can teach me.
From 7 to 10
I have a master's Ivy League degree from Columbia University. You want some journalism?
Congratulations.
I'll help you with your journalism.
Congratulations.
That's right.
That means something?
I didn't go to a college in some cornfield in Ohio.
Oh, really?
That doesn't even have journalism. They don't even have a journalism program.
I'm supposed to listen to that? Oberlin College was only the first college to admit African Americans and women.
That's nice. But that didn't help you in journalism.
Better than that of Southwest Connecticut Agricultural Christian College that you went to. Stop it. And I didn't need to go to Columbia to get to the New York Times either.
That's all right.
Thank you.
That's right. You did get to the New York Times. But I worked at the Daily News and Newsday in New York. I was the first black sports columnist at the Detroit Free Press. I was the first black columnist at the New York Newsday. I was the first black baseball writer at the Cincinnati Inquirer. Yes.
That just means
you better recognize.
Shame on those papers for never hiring any African Americans before that. That's all that means.
No, they couldn't deny my talent. They couldn't deny my talent.
I turned down Newsday to go to the New York Times, thank you. It is the odd couple. We getting heated up here. It ain't about Chris versus Rob. It is about LeBron. Who would you want? You've seen ESPN has spoken. Chris Broussard has spoken. Rob Parker has spoken. So who would you want, Rob? Quickly. If it ain't LeBron, who would you want?
Kawhi, of course.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Let's go to Major League Baseball. We haven't gotten there yet. Well, we did deal with Ortiz.
Right.
The Union. Rob Manfred has kind of put this on the Union, right? He said, hey, I basically said, I can't punish them because the Union won't allow it. We talked to the Union. They demanded player immunity. Tony Clark, the executive director for the Players Association, came out and said, hogwash. He said, you're lying. He said, we didn't even have to talk about it because in the CBA, it's already written. You can't punish the players. You can only punish club officials and personnel. You can't punish the players. So Tony Clark, here's where I disagree with Tony Clark. Rob G, do you have that quote? Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear what he says.
Our role and our right and our responsibility in the conversation is protecting those rights of every player, not just the Houston players, not just any of the other 29 teams. We are going to do that. Our role is not to discipline players.
Now, I believe that question or that answer was a response to a question that asked, what would you say to guys like Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, you know, all these guys that are complaining about the Astros? What would you say to them as far as, you know, why they're not, you won't allow them to be punished? That was the answer he gave. Our job is to protect their rights. And I agree, and they do a great job of it. However, once you cheat, I'm not obligated to protect your rights as a cheater. And I get that that may be in the CBA and you couldn't punish them. Okay. But you can't. There are players whose rights you don't protect. When players use PEDs, what happened? They get suspended. They get punished. So you're not protecting their rights to cheat.
But that's already
and
been.
So I get it.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I agree with you. It's already in there. Okay. But the next time when we can redo it, I think there should be in something in there. If guys cheat, whether it's PEDs, whether it's, you know, cheating the game, as in this instance, then we don't defend your rights for that. Because your right to cheat, if we're defending your right to cheat, we're defending your right to cheat other members of the union. So we're not protecting you. We're protecting the cheaters, but not the guys that are doing it the right way. You can't have it both ways. So that needs to be changed. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I what you're saying is logical, but that's not how unions work, Chris. And you know this. I'm sure you've been along the way, newspaper unions and whatnot. There are places where you work, Chris, that I worked, where you couldn't be fired, no matter what. You could not be fired. You could be demoted, all kinds of stuff, but you could not be fired if you were a union employee. And so this is what happens with unions, and we've seen this, Chris.
This union doesn't work that way.
No, but we've seen this
because they let players get punished when they use PEDs.
Yeah, but what? How did they get to that? They agreed to it. The membership agreed.
That's my
agreed.
Point. So if they put it up again, I but bet you can't players do, would agree to
yeah,
the cheating.
But I'm saying you can't do anything now. It's not there.
No, I get that. Okay. I understand that.
I'm just saying.
I'm just talking in philosophy.
Okay.
Because the bottom line is I can't protect both. I can't protect the cheaters and protect the guys that are doing it legitimately.
Right, but
I can't, because if I protect the cheaters, I'm screwing the guys that are not cheating.
But I'm saying in this situation,
I get all
right?
That.
Okay, that's
I'm
all
talking
I'm saying.
About when they change. Okay. But you made a statement like you made a blanket statement that this is what unions do.
No, they protect. They do. They even protect
yeah,
the bad people, Chris.
There are situations where the union won't protect you, and we have an example of it right here in baseball.
Yeah, but
when you cheat, when you use PEDs, we don't protect you.
Yeah, but that was already a negotiated thing. I agree.
Rob,
I agree.
I'm not arguing
okay,
that.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Different things.
Do we have police unions here who stand by cops who do the wrong thing? Do they stand?
Is
by?
That right?
No, but I'm just asking
okay.
you. But do
I'm,
they?
I'm about right.
Okay.
I'm not about what's going
I'm
on.
Just
I'm
saying,
about what should be
this
going on.
This is what
on.
Unions do, and I agree.
And it's wrong is all get out. You know that. Don't you bringing up the police?
No, but I'm saying.
And how they protecting some dirty cops? I'm not saying all cops. I'm not saying most cops. But the dirty cops,
they get protected.
You don't need to be protecting them.
And it's sad, and we've seen these situations, but I'm saying this is the way most unions operate. And this baseball's not any different from any.
It is different.
And the only thing
it doesn't protect guys when they cheat for PEDs. So why is it protecting them when they cheat the game?
But that's because they've all agreed. Once they agree to this.
We get that. That can be changed. I'm saying the next time they can change it, change it. What's your response to that? I'm not arguing that the rules exist as they are right now.
That's where I'm confused, because I'm saying, yes, when they put that to the membership and they'll either agree or disagree, and with all the backlash and all the comments, it sounds like it would pass that they would be willing to put up a penalty if you get caught as an individual player, right? Not just the organization, Chris, that if they could prove that you cheated and you were a part of it, then you could be suspended or fined or whatever. So I do believe that would pass. Currently, if you took that vote right now, I think it would.
That's all I'm saying. I get the rules right now. They can't punish
them. But a lot of people are saying, punish them now and do this and do that. There's nothing that the commissioner can do, and there's nothing that Tony Clark can do. Not right now. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm with you on that. But I do think, I think, I want to ask you your question, your answer on this. I think vacating the title would be indirectly punishing the players. Because you're immortalized as a champion right now. But if you vacate the title, you're no longer immortalized as a champion. Don't you think that would be indirectly punishing the players?
Indirectly, but they got their money. They played in the game.
Keep the money.
Take the ring,
take the trophy. And if you can take the money, I don't know if you can.
Well, that'd but even be a, if you, you can, know that take, would be the fight. The biggest fight would be giving back money.
You know what? Fine. I mean, but take the rings. Take the champion off their names. I'd be satisfied with that. I gotta be honest. I'm suspensions would have been great. That's not what I need. I need these dudes that cheated the game and their fellow union members. I need the word champion taken off of their names. That's what I need. And I think most of America seems to feel the same way. Every time I look up, people are saying vacate, vacate, vacate.
Yeah, but I've seen it. I told you the poll that I saw the other day. It was 90%.
Right, 90%. Right.
I told you that poll. But I don't know if baseball wants to walk down that tunnel yet. And if they haven't done it, I don't believe that he's going to go back on what has happened already. Now, Chris, let's see what happens with the Red Sox and where that is. And then if you have another situation, maybe they might think about it again and look at it in a different light.